Kofof of Mar Cheshvan, Sunday the 11th of November, Rabbi Yossi David, Hilchus Brochus.
I said it today to discuss a bit of Hilchus Brochus, different topics in Brochus. What we want to discuss today is the chashivus, the importance of Brochus Mucha Lechaverta. The idea what the Gemara says, both in Sochim and in Brochus, the Gemara says that all brachas must begin with the shevach, which is bracha, and Rashban says shevach, and end off with the shevach. We mesayim. Vayseach bebaruch, umesayim bebaruch. That's what the Gemara says. Both in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Daled, and in brachas, it says the same brice as brought down, that all the brachas begin with the baruch, and end off with the baruch. So the Gemara says as follows. Kol ha-brachos kulam poiseach beboruch v'choisem boim beboruch chutz mibirkas ha-mitzos v'birkas ha-peiros v'birkas ha-smuch v'chavetz. One of the strange gemaras, gives a general rule, chutz v'chutz v'chutz, three times v'chutz. But the idea is there that the bracha has, we soon understand, that's really bracha smuch v'chavetz. We have this idea of joining a bracha which does not begin with a boruch, joining it to a previous bracha. The idea is to grab the previous bracha is the beginning of this bracha, so it's not called chutz, really, because it's called a bracha which starts with baruch, you're just joining it together. But just a bit to give some background to this halacha, and maybe then on joining it to the bracha which we say every morning, lokai neshama, and also ashayotza, which we say every morning, whether they have to be together, whether they want us to masmich them and bring them together. I know it's got to do a lot with the minhag, so obviously we're not coming here to give any achros and halacha, but we're coming to give some background to the machloikas and background to the minhagim which people have in regards of brachas which do not begin with baruch, and we must mechich to another one. So the Gemara says, "Kol ha-brachas kulam poisach bebaruch v'choisem bebaruch." So first thing we have to find out and try and understand, is what's the reason. So there is a Rashbam, Daf Kuvbe, there is a Rashbam which I saw, which Rashbam seems to say that the way Ezra Sefer, the way Hashem Knesset Agdela, when we're talking the brachos, was in such a way that you should begin with Shevach and end up with Shevach. In the middle, do what you want. You can ask bakoshas, ask requests, thanksgiving, whatever you want to do in the middle. But for beginning, you must start with Shevach. Similar to Shmona Esser. Similar to Amida, starts the same thing. You start with Shevach, you end up also with Shevach. Oido, which is just like Shevach. So, there's an interesting argument between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to how exactly a bracha smucha lechaverta works. So the Gemara says, if you've got a bracha which does not start with Baruch, but it's joined to a bracha which did start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam, I'm adding on, Melech Ha'olam, then you don't have to start with Baruch Atah Hashem. You can borrow from the previous bracha its opening. Rashi says in these words, "V'yesh me'em choisim v'loy poiseach." Says Rashi, "Kegon bracha asmucha lechaverta, sharei kvar posach v'bracha rishena." You already started off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam in the previous bracha, so we don't need to do it here. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like Rashi's pshat for some reason, and he says that's not Bracha smucha lechaverta, what the Gemara is referring, or the Gemara is referring even to different. The siyom, the end of the previous bracha, that makes the beginning, not the beginning of the previous bracha. I read you Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Pirush, lefi shechosam barishoina, en tzorich liftach bashnia. Not because you started off the bracha, previous bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It's because you ended off, let's say for example, take Birkas Ashiyotza, starts off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and Ashiyotza, and ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Roif Echol. So what exactly am I gaining by joining the bracha? Am I joining it to the last thing I've just said with Baruch Atah Hashem Roif Echol Basal? Or am I joining it to the beginning of the bracha? So Rashi seems to be holding, and the Rashbam too holds that no, it's because of the beginning. That's smucha lechaverta, because it started off with Baruch Atah Hashem. So since the first bracha started off correctly, so even if the second one does not start, so you know, kain neshama or any other bracha, similar issue with tefillas haderech, because you've started off with a bracha, the beginning, the first one, so you're covered. Rabbeinu Tam says no, it's because you've ended off with the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Roif Echol. So that's mamish be masmich. Kuntu Rabbeinu Tam bracha smucha lechaverta. His mamish is a smichut. Immediately after the last, not by the first is gone. What? Oh, Very good. So he's asking at the end of the last bracha, Shalom Melech Ha'olam. So there's an argument between that. I'm going to get to what he's asking. Yeah? So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam argue whether the smichus is to the first bracha, or the beginning, the opening, the siftach, the opening of the bracha, or the end part of the bracha. Yeah? So, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Meiri point out, they ask a question on Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. There is a Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi says as follows. The bracha, it says that Agat, Polich B'Yerushalmi, Varei Avdola, Havdalah, yeah, when we make the bracha of Havdalah, we start off, even though it's smucha lechaverta, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bayer Peah Geffen. Immediately after that, you say the Birchas Havdalah, and again it starts with Baruch Atah Hashem. So Yerushalmi asks, why? It's smucha lechaverta, you don't need to. So Yerushalmi says, you know what? Rebbe Hayah Mefazram. He used to spread the brachas. Apparently, not together. So therefore, a Mavdil is an independent bracha, according to Rebbe. And that's why it was nitken, it was put in first place initially, that it should be an independent bracha with its own psicha and its own chasima. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, I understand from here, that even a short bracha like Bayer Peah Geffen would be regarded as smucha lechaverta, even though it has no ending. It's got no chasima. And according to you, Rabbeinu Tam, you just told me that only if there is a chasima, there's an end brocha, then you can call it smucha lechaverta, even more than what we've explained before. So Rabbeinu Tam says that you need the smucha mamish, you need an ending. Hagefen has no ending, it's a short brocha. So why should we regard the smucha lechaverta? I would have said it's a very short brocha, it doesn't need ending. So that's it. But Tosfos HaRosh asks the question. And the Meiri. The proof from here, that even a bracha which has no ending, no chasima, also it's regarded, so must mean that pshat is that you're joining it to the beginning of the bracha. Elokeinu melech ha'olam. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh asks. And nafka mina would be, what to be masmich the bracha? You know, when you go into tefillas haderech, will you be masmich the first bracha to the after bracha? We'll soon discuss an interesting mishabur on this, yeah? So, looking into this deeply, you open the Rambam to see what's the Rambam shita. Yeah? You want to know how the Rambam goes about this halacha about kol habrochas kulam. So the Rambam says, brings the Gemara kol habrochas kulam poisach b'em beboruch v'choisem b'em beboruch. Yeah. So the Rambam, in another place, yeah, 11 prokim before this, where he brings the halacha, you have to start with boruch and then end up with boruch. The Rambam brings in. Looks like a bit irrelevant halacha. The halacha is as follows. The nusach kol habrochas, who was metaken the nusach kol habrochas? Why is it not so simple to people start fabricating their own brochas, even changing nuschot? It's very, very serious. In fact, it used to be a minig of the Iraqis, the Ben Ishchai's minig, not to make a noisem reach toiva peres, not to make the brochas. The Ben Ishchai says, you know why? Because the machlokes will say, asher nosan or hanoisen. So therefore, they used to refrain from smelling smelly fruits. So serious it should change. Says the Rambam, you know who fixed these brachas? Matbea. This matbea is called a matbea because matbea you can't fiddle around with its shape. And matbea is a tavua. Ezra ubeizdino tiklum. Ve'en ra'ui leshanotam ve'lo leosif al achad me'em ve'lo ligroa mimena. Ve'chol ha'mishanim imatbea shetom ha'chachom imbrachas ena latoy. Says the Rambam. וכל ברוכה שאין בה אזכור את השם ומלכוס אינו ברוכה אלא אם כן היסו סמוכה לחברתה. Says the Rambam, every ברוכה must have שם ומלכוס. השם אלוקינו, מלך העולם. If you missed out even העולם, you're missing out from הקדוש ברוך הוא מלכוס, you've lost it, says the Rambam. Unless it's a ברוכה סמוכה לחברתה. I can understand from the Rambam that he's learning that the reason why Kol habrochos poisach beboruch, and when smucha lechaverta doesn't have to, because you're borrowing, like Rashi says, you're borrowing the beginning of the brocha, where you're mentioning Elokeinu melech ha'olam. And as he mentioned correctly, he says, the Gemara brocha says, in Daf Mem, the Gemara brings the machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if someone makes a brocha without malchus? What's the ikar brocha? Shem only, or you need shem u'malchus into every brocha? Rav says, brings the posuk, yeah, Rabbi brings the posuk to support Rav, but Rav says that Shem is sufficient. Baruch Atah Hashem,
whatever you want to say afterwards, yeah? The bracha which you have to. You don't have to have malchus. It's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to have Shem u'malchut. Your lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom, malchus, it's also insufficient for the bracha. You have to have Shem u'malchus. So says the Rambam, when a bracha smucha lechavelta, I'm not borrowing the end has no malchus, as he said. It ends of bracha tashem roif echol boso. That's got no malchus. When you say smucha lechavelta, say this because you're borrowing the beginning of the bracha. The beginning makes an opening for the second bracha, which is not smucha, which is not beginning with the baruch. So according to the Rambam, that's called Shem u'malchus, is what you're taking. It seems to hold the Rambam holds a Rabbi Yochanan. Even though there, it seems there's an argument in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Tanya kevasei Rav. So the Gemara brings the support to Rav. So the poets can bring, usually when there's a Tanya kevasei, you follow a halacha like that, and you don't need malchus. But the Rambam seems to switch over to Rabbi Yochanan. He's got his own klalim, he says that Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Even though there's a brace and support of Rav, but Tosis brings the machlokes to Shoinim. So we could say that the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is whether it's sufficient to have Shem or you have to have Malchus as well. Rashi holds Shem and Malchus in it. And therefore when we say we borrow a bracha from the previous bracha, smucha lechavelta, to be meaning the beginning of the bracha, but you've got lekeinu melech ha'olam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's sufficient if you go baruch at Hashem. Could be. Could possibly wait. No hechech to say so. Try to look to see the Rabbeinu Tam, what he holds about the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan. But there's another explanation. But it helps us understand here the argument, yeah? So now, touching this topic, yeah? Let's go on to Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Different pshatim in the Rishonim. Tremendous to see different pshatim how to understand the Elokai Neshama with the Smucha. But let's start with Tosfos, yeah? On the Gemara. It says Tosfos, Elokai Neshama start without the Brocha. How come? So you know what Tosfos says? V'tzorich lo'imar hoil ve'en ba'elo hoido be'alma. Since Elokai Neshama, it's only a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only hoido. So it comes along the Tosfos of the rule. A bracha which is only a ido doesn't have to start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Doesn't have to. Ein el pesachot beBaruch Hu mikol mokom chotemet Baruch Hoil Baruka. Since it's a bit long, we end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Machazir Neshamot Yevdorim. Yeah, we end off because it's a bit long. Yeah, so we want to mark the conclusion of the bracha, so we end off with the bracha. We found a different siddur, right?
Yeah. There's a few that when you finish it.
You have to ask. You have to ask on each one, and Tosfos relates kimat to each one, and the Rishonim relate to each one. But man, I was in quite a few chuppas where the mechutalim or the people who decided to give out the brachas so know a bit of halacha, and they don't split the shomer brachas between people. Only the first two brachas obviously are independent, but the Seistosis and the Sameach all are joined brachas mochel chavelta. So either you call all the people who you want to give them a bracha beforehand, they should pay attention to the bracha which Yen is making, you know, there should be smochel chavelta.
What's the benefit of having the 30 brachas together when you get by
it? By? No. There's a seder because some of Shakol Bor and Chvoide was Nitkan to said just as for a different reason. Even when you don't have, when you have a gathering of many people, there's a reason to each bracha why it's independent. Why some of them start with Boruch, some of them don't. Asher Boruch said even if there's no Panim Chadoshes, yeah, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, it's separate to start with Boruch Hashem, but the rest have to be said. So there's a cheshbon, but someone who knows Allah should know that certain brachas, the Samech to Samach and Sestas, you should make sure that the guy is paying attention to his bracha because you're continuing. Other than you said, you know what? Presumably everybody's paying attention, yeah? Shema brachas. In fact, yeah, you should be listening to all the brachas. There's a minute to stand up for the brachas. So everyone sits down and away. Huh? Why isn't it a hefsek too?
You say the bracha Hashem is a seal. Is that true?
No, it's marking an end of the previous bracha, but not a seal. You're saying it joined together. It's not a problem. You haven't spoken. You haven't. Wait, I'm coming to bigger chiddush than this. If you hold it, that's a seal, but it's a hefsek. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush now.
You go to work in the morning, have a lot of seal on this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what the Levush says about that. Why we make two brachas in the morning on Birkas HaTorah, the Levush says. We're going to still, maybe, yeah, for the previous night. Where's the hefsek of the whole night sleeping? He says, no, hefsek, you have to fall asleep learning. What are you talking about? How can you make an after bracha at the end of the day? You have to learn until you fall asleep. So the two brachas which you make in the morning, according to Levush, is for the last night. Ah, sleeping is a hefsek. Sleep is not hefsek, because you're not doing any maise. Yeah, you're just lying. Shabbat taise. No, it's a Levush 400 years ago. Yeah? Anyway, so let's continue a bit, yeah? So now let's go back to Elokai Neshama. So the Tesis gives us pshat, Elokai Neshama is brocha smucha, it doesn't have to be because it's a hido. Yeah? Shevach, hido, it's something which doesn't demand that you should have a beginning of brocha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The Tshuva Sarosh holds not like that. And it's broken by Tesis. The Rosh, yeah, although in Pesachim he says one thing, in Shainas and Shuvas, when he's asked about how to do the Seidah Brochas, says the Rosh in this Loshen. Yeah? Ubaboyker lo yafsik ben berkat asher yatzar lelokai neshama, ki yismuch ala, velakach ena potechet bevaruch. When you make Asher Yotzeh in the morning, presumably the Rosh says, Teva Odom is, after night sleep, he says Asher Yotzeh in the morning, he has to go to the bathroom. I'm not going with the Levush's Pshat, we'll soon see. Yeah? You say Asher Yotzeh, and you get up in the morning, make sure that you take Asher Yotzeh Samuch to Elokai Neshama, because Elokai Neshama only doesn't start with the Baruch, it's only because you normally say Asher Yotzeh beforehand. According to the Rosh, lo yafsik. Means, the Rosh is holding that Elokai Neshama is not just an Oido, even an Oido demands an opening. Demands the Baruch Atah Hashem. And therefore make sure you Asher Yotzeh, you say it closely to Elokai Neshama in the morning. That's what the Rosh says. So the Rosh argues with Tosfos. What does the Rambam hold?
It's such obligation to have
the
opening
of Bracha. If it's such a... Of course. Because you say Asher Yotzeh, they counted on the Asher Yotzeh. Because they didn't need to. They knew that you're doing it always with a Bracha prior to that one. So why should they not? Stam Tzarich Brachos? Bracha Shenet Tzicha. It's a Bracha Shenet Tzicha. You don't need it. You can't be malvi with brachas if you don't. Chazal saw there's no necessity. You don't be malvi. It's a Shem Hashem. It's a necessity by relying on the fact that you made Asher Yotzeh beforehand. Many brachas are like that. Many brachas. We double all through doubling. Many doublings, yeah? All brachas mucha lechavot. We don't start with brachas Hashem. If I had thought there's a necessity, you should start brachas Hashem. You don't just make brachas. It's a serious matter, yeah? So yeah, okay, let's not do what the printers did. Yeah, this the Rosh Siddur would have had Asher Yotzeh immediately before Elokai Neshama. The Tur, the son of the Rosh, who should he pass in Aloha like? His father, Shulchan Aruch as well. Rosh is one of the Amud HaIroh. Beis Yosef says in his Akdamah clearly, if I've got an argument between the Shoinim and the Rosh, Rosh is an Amud HaIroh. Unless the Rambam says otherwise, we have to clarify what the Rambam holds. But the Tur doesn't hold like his father. He holds like Thesis. Pele, huh? Because the Tur in Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech brings the Maharam in Rotenburg. Not holding like that. Anyway, the Bach writes that the Rosh only said not to be mafsik between Asher Yotzeh, Elokai Neshama, L'Rav Chadimilte, Midas Chasidus. Really, you're like Tosfos. It's not much from the Rosh. The Rosh says lo yafsik. How can you say? Well, the Bach says that. Yeah? Now, the Rambam, interesting Rambam, yeah? Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, and we'll get to Tfilas HaDerech in a minute. I'm sure that's what we want to clarify more, because that's already there's no minhag about what to do exactly. Everybody's confused. You stop, eat something before, not eat something. Is they eating a hefsek or do you have to brocha achoina? We'll get to Tfilas HaDerech if we'll have time, yeah? So the Rambam says, look for it. Perek Zayin Milchus Tefillah. Yeah, Perek Zayin Milchus Tefillah. Let's go to copy the wrong page. No. Yeah, anyway, the Rambam says like that. As soon as a person wakes up in the morning, first thing, Kimitar, like the Lashon of the Gemara, as you wake up in the morning, say Elokai Neshama.
No, you say Moedani.
Oh, who made up Moedani? Who made up Moedani? Who made it up? It's a bracha, it's not a bracha. You know who made it up? The Seder Hayom brings it. The Seder Hayom. One of the Talmidim of the Arizal. Yeah? Moedani. It's not before. It's not in the Gemara to say Moedani. You don't find it in the Gemara. Yeah, and he made it, you know why? Because he's holding like the opinion which hold before Negev Masri, he can't say any Shem Hashem. So he chose the Moed Ani, which had no Shem Hashem, he made compiled this nice Moed Ani, in order to be able to say Kimitel as soon as you wake up, like the Gemara says. Well, the Rambam says, say Lokai Neshom as soon as you get up. Amazing, why Kimitel? Give him a chance, let him get up. Say Lokai Neshom with Kavona. Wash his hands first. Why Kimitel? Why is he so eager to straight away? There is a Perush Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. I don't know if you ever heard about it. In the new Frankel Rambam, they've added it on to his tefillah, his bracha, Rabbeinu Manoach. Apparently, it was a Talmud of Maharami Rotenburg. Yeah, Maharami Rotenburg was the Rebbe of the Rosh. So he must have been Ben Doer of the Rosh. Because Rabbeinu Manoach, which Achida says, he was, see how they highly regarded the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach says that when he wrote his Perush on the Rambam, he had the Yetzirah to write it. So to write an extra perek to his brachas of the Rambam, to summarize a lot of things. But says the Chidah, he writes like that, Rabbeinu Manoach, I had such pachat from the Rambam, yes, that's yira from the Rambam, that I wouldn't dare add on my own things to the additional perek to the Rambam. This is how the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach brings a Raivet. The Raivet says, Elokai Neshama, do you know why it doesn't start with Baruch Ato Hashem? Elokeinu? Because it's so much too big as a mapil. When he went to sleep. Painful. Yeah? The night before you made a mapil. So therefore it's smuchu lechavelta. You get up in the morning. You know, the Rambam makes perfect sense. Kimita, as soon as you wake up, don't schmooze, don't do anything. It's smuchu lechavelta. Don't be mafsik apart from sleeping. Sleeping is not a hefsek. We most of us dream good things. It's not a hefsek. So he said immediately after that, says the Rambam, says Kimita, make a kind of shama. Presume could be that that's chat in the Rambam, that he says, didn't start with the Kimita straight away, because it's smuchu to make us a mapil. You're asking me, it's a hefsek, no? For this I'll bring you the levush, with Brikas HaTorah, yeah? Sleeping is not a hefsek. You don't do any ma'isa when you sleep. So it seems to be that the Rambam, we could twist the Rambam to hold that you need to have brocha smuch alechavot, to also by Brikas Elokai Neshom, not like Tesus. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like Tesus. Could we say against the Rambam? Not necessarily, it's our pshat lechs in the Rambam. But against the Raivet? Yes. Against the Rosh and Chumas? Yes. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch even bring it as a deya to be mas michelokai lishoma? Just brings simply. Doesn't need to. Why? Because it's a brichos eidoh. Brings up tesis. The pele, bigger pele is, the nichas tfilas aderech, the Shulchan Aruch sets a special seif to bring down the Maram Rotenburg. Not only with his name. Hamaram Hayam Makpi. He was makpid to make tfilas aderech samuch lechavelta. To make sure. When he used to go on a journey, set on a journey, and the Mefarshim explained, set on a journey, what do you mean set on a journey? So how can he used to be Masmichit to Hashem Nosan Lesech Vibina. Sounds like Brocha Ktzara, yeah? But it's not Shem Malchus. Hashem Nosan Lesech Vibina. So Mefarshim say, obviously we're not talking about someone who's davening before he sets his journey, because Tfilas Adrech you're not supposed to say before you set on your journey. We'll soon see that according to the Rambam, you may have to do it, because the Rambam has no ending for Shomer Tefillah, for Tefillah Sederach. I'm trying to get as much as we could in this little time, yeah? So let's slowly. Tefillah Sederach, the Maharam in Rotenburg says, you should be mas michit to a brocha. Seems to be that even the Tefillah Sederach, yeah, doesn't start with Baruch for some reason. It says you should be mas michit. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Shulchan. Why here it doesn't bring the Rosh? So maybe we can differentiate with Tfilas HaDerech. It's got a bit of Bakosha as well. We are asking to have a safe trip and all that. So it's more than just an Eidah. And more than just, although the Rambam, when he brings it, the Rambam, do you know the Rambam brings Tfilas HaDerech without Shem Malchus? Yeah? The Rambam says that, where is it? Sorry? Agoyman, that's something else, for a different reason. Yeah, at Tfilas Aderech I'm talking about. The Rambam brings it without Shem Malchus. He brings it, although in the Gemara it seems, is a slight deal, it's with a brocha. The Rambam brings it without the brocha. So the Rambam has nothing difficult about because about being Messiah Tfilas Aderech. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings that one should be Masmechit. Tfilas Aderech to Brocha, and he writes an interesting chidush. Should you be masmichit to Brocha Rishayna or Brocha Achrayna? Let's say take a fruit, and it's Brocha Achrayna or Brocha Rishayna. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you can even be masmechit to bochur rishayna. Says eating is not a hefsek. Shabur brings eating is not a hefsek. Big chiddush. Yeah? However, let's go back to Elokai Neshama. So we've got a big argument amongst the Rishonim how to do Elokai Neshama to be masmechit to bacha or not to be bacha. Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ledina, a person, the Gaon Mevilna, brings the Rabbeinu Yonah as well in Ilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Ilchas Brichas HaTorah. He says clearly that one should be masmicha sheyotza to Elokai Neshama. So since the Gaon holds the gat, and for the Mishnah Berurah, the Gaon was a heavyweight. Yeah? And therefore, Roshan Saginah, yeah? He was great in Nipsak, and therefore, since the Gaon is machmeh, and so there's a levush machmeh lechatkhila to be masmichet like the Tshuva Sarosh, and the Bach brings lagat as well, lechatkhila one should do lagat. So Mishnah Berurah brings one should be masmicha sheyotza to Elokai Neshama, if he could. What I was going to discuss, and we reach the end, is, and Be'ez Hashem, maybe next time if I get an opportunity to, I'm not asking, but yeah, we should discuss, if that's the case, people have to be masmichet to Asher Yotza in the morning. How long can we wait to make Asher Yotza? Is it unlimited bracha? Can wait an hour? People get dressed, go to shul, and by the time you get to shul, we're going to be masmich. Half an hour has passed by. How long can a person, generally, it's a general question. Someone forgot to say Asher Yotza. And he still doesn't need a bathroom a second time. Because if he does need a shulchan aruch, the achronim kol already machriya, he should make only one Asher Yotza after he finished there. You don't need. How long have we got to make Asher Yotza? So Be'ezra Hashem, next time we'll discuss how long does a person have to say Asher Yotza.